Now, it's difficult being in the dark, isn't it? It's frustrating being in the dark. What's the first thing you do when there's a power cut? You look for the candles and the torches and the matches. You want light. And so, as funny as it was for us to watch Ben and Kara struggling to make their Christingle in the dark, we know that actually, if that was us there, we'd be getting pretty frustrated. It's pretty frustrating. I wonder if you've ever tried to do anything in the dark. Any of you ever tried to cook in the dark, or do your homework in the dark, or read a book in the dark, or get dressed in the dark? Actually, it looks like some of you might have done, but we don't do things in the dark, do we? Not if we've got a choice. Because when you do things in the dark, it makes everything a lot harder. You see, now, again, I've got the same problem as Helen. It's hard to make the whole room dark, but I have got my blindfold. So if you make things dark, you see, suddenly, immediately you lose your balance, and it gets a lot harder to know what you're doing. And it's okay. And anyway, so what you need to do is, as soon as you've got your balance back, then you can find out what you're doing. But it's pretty difficult to do things in the dark, isn't it? And I'm sure you'd all agree about that. And it's tricky, and it's much better when you're in the light. So, you need the light. Sorry, there you are. It's difficult doing things in the dark. It's much better doing things in the light, because light is good. And like all good ideas, it's God's idea. It says right at the start of the Bible, the first few verses of the Bible say this: in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void. Darkness was over the face of the deep. The Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Light is a good idea. It's God's idea. And of course, we use it all the time to do all the things that we need to do. But actually, the Bible says there's another type of light and darkness. No one likes being in the dark if we're trying to do any of those jobs that we were talking about. But actually, the Bible says there's another type of darkness that we're all in. A type of darkness that we can't get out of, and an equally bad type of darkness. Not a physical darkness, like when everything's black, but what you could call a spiritual darkness. In the dark about God. It means that all of us are in the dark about God. We can't really understand him. We can't know about him. And just like when people have got the blindfolds on, they're bumbling around. And naturally, that's what we're all like. We're trying to guess about God. And you might get some very clever people, some very wise people, philosophers and scientists and people with all sorts of education. And they're all trying to guess about God. They're all trying to tell you what God's like. But actually, the Bible says the problem is we're all in darkness. And in our reading, even it said, it's like you had your face veiled. It's like you've got a blindfold on and you can't see God properly. Well, we said it's not a lot of fun if you're the one who's blindfolded. It's quite fun if you're watching someone blindfolded. It's not a lot of fun if you're the one who's blindfolded. Well, I wonder if you picked up in that reading we had, there's someone who thinks it's really funny that we don't know about God. There's someone who really likes the fact that we're in this spiritual darkness and can't see God properly. Let me read it to you again. It says this in verse 4. The God of this world has blinded the minds of unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ. That's a funny phrase there. It says the God of this world. What's he talking about? Well, he's talking about the devil. Saying the devil thinks it's brilliant that we don't know about God. He thinks it's brilliant that we've got this blindfold on so we can't know God properly, and that we keep trying to guess about him and not know what he's like. Well, when you're in physical darkness, you need physical light. And we've got lots of little candles around, and we've got our lights on today, and soon we'll have our Christingles out and another representation of that light. When you're in spiritual darkness, when you can't see God properly, you need spiritual light. And that's what Jesus has come to do for, bring for us. Again, in our reading, verse 6, it says this. For God who said, let light shine out of darkness, has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. He's saying, just like way back at the beginning, God said, let there be light, and there was light. God can now come and do that for each and every one of us. Say, let there be light in your heart, so that you can have your eyes opened. And you don't have to guess about God anymore. You don't have to be in the dark about God. You can see God clearly because he's come in Jesus Christ. When God shines his light, it's like the blindfold comes off and you can see him clearly. Paul, who's writing this letter, says the way that that light shines out, the way that God takes the blindfolds off people and shines that brilliant light into our hearts is when people hear about Jesus. And so he says in verse 5, we proclaim not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord. There's a lot of things to get excited about, aren't there, at Christmas? A lot of things that you'll be enjoying over the next few weeks. But Christians get very excited about Jesus. And, of course, we put on all these different services down here at church, and churches, of course, all over the country and all over the world. Because Christians are so excited not about the presents and the trees and the fairy lights, as nice as all those things are. Christians are excited about Jesus, the one who came into the world, to be the light of the world, who can shine into that spiritual darkness and show us what God is really like. And so my prayer for each of you here tonight is that this Christmas, you might turn to God, ask him to shine his light in your heart, so that you no longer have that blindfold, but can see him as he really is. I'm going to say a short prayer, so let's pray together. Father God, we thank you that light was your idea. We thank you for the way that light enables us to do so much. But much more, we thank you for the spiritual light that you've brought us in Jesus, that you can shine your light into our hearts, that we don't need to be in the dark about you anymore. Help each of us to understand what that means and to think about it over this Christmas time. Amen.